From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. Hillary Clinton gets a coveted endorsement. President Barack Obama endorsed his former Secretary of State's bid to succeed him and urged Democrats to get in line behind her. The long-expected endorsement was delivered via web video.
So I want those of you who've been with me from the beginning of this incredible journey to be the first to know that I'm with her. I am fired up, and I cannot wait to get out there and campaign for Hillary.
The endorsement was part of a carefully orchestrated campaign aimed at easing Clinton's rival Bernie Sanders toward the exit and turning fully to the fight against Republican Donald Trump. Sanders did emerge from a meeting with the president today with a softened tone toward Clinton. Donald Trump, meanwhile, reacted on Twitter by mocking President Obama's endorsement of the presumptive Democratic nominee. Israel imposed travel restrictions Thursday on tens of thousands of Palestinians and sent hundreds of additional troops into the West Bank in response to a deadly shooting at a popular Tel Aviv tourist spot. But as the nation's leaders vowed tough responses, they stopped short of taking wider-scale military action. Israel's opposition leader, Isaac Herzog.
These were terrorists who came to kill citizens and frighten Israelis and try to break their life cycle. And that's why we are here in Sarona, to show that life continues as usual and we will not give up and we will never be deterred by terror.
Four people were killed in the shooting, which was the deadliest and most brazen since violence erupted last September. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks snapped a three-day winning streak. The Dow closed down 19 points. The S&P 500 lost three. This is VOA. Several suicide attacks killed more than 20 people Thursday in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad, despite the traditional truce for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Thick clouds of black smoke poured from vehicles that caught fire following the explosion of a car bomb in Baghdad's eastern district of Al-Jadida. A second suicide car bomb blew up next to an army checkpoint in the northern Baghdad suburb of Taji. The car bomb attacks Thursday coincided with the ongoing government offensive to recapture the Islamic State-held town of Fallujah. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
A top U.S. health official says the congressional delay in approving money to fight Zika is impeding efforts to control the mosquitoes that transmit the virus, find better tools to diagnose the disease, and to develop a vaccine. Dr. Thomas Frieden, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says epidemics can spread in days and weeks, and the sooner Congress acts, the better. The Obama administration has requested $1.9 billion for Zika. It's spread by mosquitoes and can cause severe birth defects. Frieden repeated CDC guidance that pregnant women shouldn't travel to areas affected by the virus, including Brazil, the site of the Summer Olympics.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thousands of people, black and white, old and young, Muslim and Jew, packed Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky on Thursday for a traditional Muslim funeral for Muhammad Ali, the boxing legend who was known around the world, died last week at age 74 after a long fight against Parkinson's disease. The boxing legend, by the way, the service was held in the same place in Ali's hometown where he fought his first professional match in 1960, shortly after his gold medal triumph at the Summer Olympics in Rome. Ali will be remembered again on Friday at a public interfaith memorial service in Louisville, Kentucky. Smokey Robinson, Kenny Loggins, and Gavin DeGraw will be headlining the annual July 4th concert outside the U.S. Capitol. Organizers announced the lineup for the concert on Thursday. Performers will also include country singer Cassidy Pope, actress and singer Amber Riley, known for her work on Glee. And scientists said Thursday the monstrous El Nino weather pattern, dubbed Godzilla, is now dead after 15 months of wreaking havoc. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.